Hey folks, welcome to the call. This is the Warrior Circle call, and I just wanted to not only tell you the importance of this group and what we're doing and this movement that we are creating with this entire process, but I also want to dig into like your mindset and help you to understand exactly what type of mindset you should be having whenever you're doing this. It'll help you to alleviate any type of distractions that you may have or any obstacles or any frustrations that you may have because things are not working the way you want them to work. Okay, so just kind of pay close attention to what I'm sharing with you, okay? Later on in the call, I may have a couple of special guests to come on and just kind of share some of the things that, some of the shifts that they made in their business to get them to 10 figures, learning the information that you guys are currently learning in this class right now. Okay, and then I'm also open up the line so that you guys can ask some questions if you have any kind of questions about anything so far with what we're doing here. But this is something that we're going to be doing every week. I don't know exactly which day. I just wanted to get one out this week as quickly as possible, but we may decide on a different date for next week. So just kind of be aware of that. And if this is the first time listening to the Warrior Circle call, let me know. Okay, great. I think we have a couple of people that has hopped on. Okay, so cool. So we do have one of our special guests that just came on. I will be bringing him out here in the next couple of minutes just to share with you what has happened. This is actually one of my recent students that's actually generated 10K in his month, in his business. Just utilizing everything that you're learning through this class. So it may be in the beginning of this class, it may be kind of a small pay or short pace for you, but I can tell you that, you know, I want to take my time and make sure you guys get through each and every individual step until you have a fully functional website, a whole funnel for whatever it is that you're promoting or, you know, products and stuff like that I give you ideas on exactly what you can sell. Because everything that you're learning inside of this class, believe it or not, can be worth $500. You know, some people don't know how to set up their own fan pages. They won't know how to set up ads. And you'll be learning all of these skills through the class, which are also kind of, you know, services that you can provide for people in order to get their business running. Okay. And I know that there's people out there that charge a great deal of money just for those services. So kind of be thinking about those things as you're going through this class and the things that you're learning because they can all be turned into products. Now, I know when I'm going to bring this first individual out, and maybe you can speak for a little bit and kind of help encourage you guys. But, you know, he started off, this is a few months ago, and, you know, he was promoting his business and stuff and things like that, but he linked up with me as one of my students. And the main thing that I taught him how to do was create these webinars, you know, how to sell through webinars and also how to build a community straight through webinars and having his own Facebook group. So once he started doing these and adding these few ingredients along with promoting his product, he was able to, you know, get his business to the 10K mark because, you know, he's actually providing value to people that want your service, you know, want to learn from you, you know. And, you know, the truth is you don't have to have a lot of value to give to people in order for them to get value from what you're sharing with them. You can even pop on the line and be, you know, even give some mindset stuff, help them to understand what kind of mindset an entrepreneur has. You know, that can be your free value that you give to them. You know, pop on a couple of Google Hangouts with your community. That'll help them to get the value. So the way that we structure this business and how everything comes out at the end of the game, you know, at the end of this class, is that you have your own community that you'll be building also. You'll be making money through webinars. You know, once you get through the process, you'll be building up your followers on Facebook. Okay, and if you're for those of you that let's say that you're having problems with Facebook, it's no problem because we actually have our own traffic vendors and traffic email traffic vendors that you can just order traffic from. So as far as traffic is concerned, you like that's not even going to be an issue whatsoever. Whatever you're trying to promote, just know that when you get into the niches, when I'm talking about niches, let's say that you growing your business, or you got onto my training just for the sole purpose because maybe you have some physical bags that you want to sell, like Louis Vuitton bags or something like that, and maybe you're getting that from a source, and maybe that you know how to generate income with it, but at the same time you want to teach people how to sell the bags. How do you get inventory? Where do you go to get the cheapest bags? And how, you know, what is your pricing like and stuff like that? Like, if you knew that stuff, if you had something in the future that you've already, a skill that you already learned, this process is going to help you to sell more. If you have your own network marketing company, you want to get more people in on your team, this process is going to help you to put more people in on your team. And then at the end of the game, and I always say the end of the game, but in about 8 weeks or so, you're also going to learn how to outsource, you know, things that you, you know, normally don't enjoy doing. You can actually outsource to people that can actually do the work for you. That way your business is running for you. And that's the only way that I can say that you can automate your business 100%, where people are, you know, picking up the phone for you. People are doing your social media posting for you, helping you build up your Instagram followers, people to email your list for certain projects. That way you stay in creative mode and, you know, you really work with people that really want to change their life, or they really want to generate income, or they really want whatever product that you have. So that's the kind of thing that we're going to be going after. That's the whole basis of this program. Not only that, but in the future, I will be learning new things. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm dipping into Teespring as well. So that's another product that I'll be added back in the members area for you guys to access as well. It's separate from what we're doing right now, but it's another stream of income that you can pick up as I drop new trainings and stuff like that in the members area. So it's not like it's a one-time thing or eight weeks course and, you know, and that's pretty much it. There's going to be other additional sources and additional ways to create revenue as well, to leverage and also sell as well. So if you learn from me how to do Teespring, you can go out there and run a webinar process and only get people that are interested in learning how to sell shirts. And then you can actually sell your own trainings based on that, which you learn from me inside the training. So basically, if you look at it, it's like a factory of never-ending ideas to go out there and actually sell different products and services, coaching for yourself and on your own. Also, you can help other people with businesses that need traffic or need a process to a better process for their company, you know, small business companies. You know, let's say that somebody has their own boutique and they want to sell more, get more people to their store. You can use the PPC, the Facebook traffic method that you're going to learn through this 8 weeks. Just to do it, you can either do it for them or you can sell them a package showing them exactly what they need to do to get more people in their store running Facebook ads. You know, it's unlimited sources. But the main thing that we're going to be focusing on in here is building the webinar process, understanding the structure of a funnel, okay? Throughout this process, you know, I've been marketing online for 7 years, okay? I'm going to be completely real, uncut, unedited in this warrior circle call. There's a few things that I was missing for me, you know. I really congratulate you guys for taking the next step and getting a mentor, because it's hard out there not knowing exactly where to go and what to do. And so a lot of people that haven't made money or say that this thing's a scam and that thing's a scam are the same people that never had the guidance. They didn't go and get a mentor. They just sort of bought a bunch of programs, and they never worked because they never knew exactly what to do with them to generate revenue. So not only that, but there's several, you know, there's so many programs out there you could be focusing in on. And what I see a lot of people doing is they're sort of getting in this program and getting in that program and just trying to promote everything under the sun, but they're not making anything at all because they're sort of spreading their income out several different ways. So what I became a master at and what I figured out was when I started implementing webinars into my process, not only did I make more sales, but I started making more high-ticket sales because of the value and the time spent with my community and the leads that I'm growing. Now, you guys have already seen that I've grown the community. That's exactly what you're going to be doing. The community that I grew inside of Elite Inner Circle, right, where it has like 1,200 members in there. I'm continually doing webinars and hanging out with them and giving them value, even typing up posts full of value inside the group. And what it does is it helps people to open up their minds, right, to understand that there are people out there that will give them good information. There are people out there that do give value and not just push their program down their throat. So for being, you know, it helps you to stand outside the box, and it helps you to connect with your list in a better way by doing this. Now, what I've seen in the past, and as you can see, I do webinars, and then I load up the group with new people in the group. When they spend that time with me on that webinar or that Google Hangout or that call that I do with them or that Periscope that I do with them, I connect with them in a better way than just, you know, running an ad and getting them on the list. So instead, I'm running an ad and getting them to the webinar, and then I'm having a nice 45 minutes with them before they get into my group. So I just wanted to actually bring out a couple of people on before I dig into the mindset stuff here, to see if Josie's on the line. If you would just go ahead and type, I think it's like *6, you can unmute your line, Josie, and just come on out and
can
share
you. Can you, bro?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, Josie, you know, it's a pleasure to be working with you too, because I know you've done some amazing things with your, you know, your business and what you've done and the income you're making now. And I just want you to, you know, kind of come out here and share what you've gone through and, you know, what was your breakthrough moment? Because everybody wants to know that. Where'd you break through with the training?
Okay, I appreciate that, by the way. Kind of some of the things that I was struggling with before I got linked up with Todd and got into his warrior circle was some of the simpler stuff, right? The simple stuff that normally is like the biggest things. You know, they say that 20% of what you do brings in 80% of your income. Well, that was my problem. I had no problem with working hard. I just had problems with, like, you know, follow-up. I had problems with, you know, having something that was going to be going on and on and on, you know, something that was automated and that did all the work for me. So, you know, I was one of those guys that just did the work over and over and over. So once I got linked up with Todd and he started teaching me this stuff, you know, I learned quite early, you know, really fast. I was a fast tracker that I could be everywhere at the same time and have different things going on for me without me actually having to be there, you know. And just like he was telling you before with outsourcing, now I'm at the stage now where I'm actually about to have stuff going on, you know, getting all my autopilot stuff done for me without me ever having to touch it and, you know, literally catapult my income. Because think about it, you know, if the money I'm making right now, right, because I just officially had my first 10K month, so just imagine the 10K stuff that's coming in. I'll have somebody outsourcing doing all that for me so I can worry about creating another source of income that's bringing in, you know, another $20,000. You know, and that's the type of stuff we're going to learn inside the Warrior Circle. I would say one of my biggest breakthroughs was really learning that the same energy I'm using, I can just put it once or twice towards something and then go somewhere else. You know, so the best way to break this down is, you see, I'm one of those guys who doesn't mind doing 10X week or 10X, you know, putting in massive amounts of action. But the problem was that I had to keep doing it to one direction. I had to keep beating this dead horse, trying to get some money out of it, trying to get some leads out of it, trying to get people to join me in my business, you know. So maybe that's one of you guys' problem too. You know, you don't mind putting in the work, but, you know, you just was beating the same dead horse because you didn't have anything new. You couldn't really offer the level of value, right? And that's one thing I learned is I can do one thing one time and use it millions of times, because there are so many people out there that will end up seeing it, you know, get some fresh leads in, get them inside my circle, you know, get them inside a coaching program or have them join my team, all on autopilot. I don't have to stretch myself or whatever unless I absolutely want to. So one of the biggest things I'll tell you guys inside this warrior circle is that if you are extremely coachable, like, and kind of tell you, I've told this to him many times, like, if he told me to jump off a bridge, I would. Now, I'm not saying you have to be that coachable, but if you are, you will be able to skyrocket with what he's teaching you. So I just have to say I really do appreciate your leadership, Todd. Man, I mean, honestly, I don't know what I'd be doing right now if I hadn't gotten under your wing, because I'd still be making money, but it wouldn't be like this. I mean, like prime example, like today, right? Today I had problems, right, guys? But today's problems were not what you think they were. Today's problems were me trying to structure everything, you know, because I'm horrible at structuring. I'm horrible at trying to keep a calendar and a schedule, you know. So today's problems was, you know what, I need to schedule everything. Because before, I never had to worry about scheduling. Why? Because I was just like, oh, okay, I'm going to go out there and post like crazy and inbox people, and that was it. So now that I have everything going on autopilot, now it's like, oh, let me check my schedule. You know, now I'm one of those guys where I can check my schedule and say, I may or may not have time for you guys today, you know, something like that. So, you know, those are my problems now. But I really want to say that I do appreciate you for taking me under your wing, Todd. And guys, if you're listening to Todd, if you're in this warrior circle, which, of course, you are on this call, you should literally do whatever he tells you to do. Right, because I did it, and now I'm seeing the fruits of my labor from working with him faster than ever. So thanks again, Todd, and I appreciate you for having me on this call.
No problem. You know, I know that you sprung up and you made that happen, right? In marketing, I know that we spent a lot of time chatting and stuff like that, and we actually met up at a couple of events and stuff. What did it do for your mindset wise? Because I know that, you know, you had the technical stuff that you didn't understand to do, and then you learned how to do it. But after that, I mean, what kept you going? Because a lot of people drop out because they're not focused, or they don't have the right mindset. What can you tell everyone here, you know, exactly what you picked up mindset-wise and what kind of mind frame you need to be in when you're marketing your business and building something like this?
And you know, that's an absolute great question. One thing I'd say about that to you guys is that you have to already see it as it's done. So what do I mean by that? I mean, you guys are in the warrior circle, right? You've already invested to learn this stuff. So instead of looking at it step by step, you should look at this as if it was already a finished product. You know, your finished funnels, your finished official brand, right? Brand names, the, you know, what you're doing with it. You should already see it, because, you know, what happened with me is I saw it before we actually started getting together. I visioned it. Now, of course, this is not the easiest thing, which is why you need to stay close to Todd. You need to, if Todd posts, you need to be seeing what he's doing. You need to be looking at what he's reading, right? You need to be really tapping into some stuff, because Todd actually put me into a circle, right, and let me know what he's listening to, showed me some YouTube videos, and I've been listening to those things when I go to sleep, you know? So it's more about you locking into the ultimate goal. You know, there's a guy that I literally, you know, I love this guy to death now. I didn't know much about him before, which his name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, Todd has heard me talk about this guy. Like, I would literally pay Arnold Schwarzenegger $10,000 to chill with him, right? Because he has the ability to obsessively hold on to the finished idea. And this is exactly what I'm telling you guys to do. Like, what he does is when he got into his bodybuilding, he would see his body already finished and winning the tournament. So because he held on to that thought, he worked his butt, like, he went crazy for it, right? Until he got close to seeing his actual physical body looked the way he looked in his mind. So one of the things that I did was I adapted that. Like, if Todd told me to do this funnel or whatever, and he said, yeah, you could probably do this and probably do that. You know, Todd told me, he said, man, you could probably get to 10K, you know, faster than what I'm assuming. And then the thing was, is I said, okay, well, let me just keep doing it. But see, the one thing about me is when I saw the vision, I said, how can I get there faster? How can I get there faster? So if Todd told me to do something, I did it, and I try to do it even faster. So if he gives you homework or he says, hey, let's get this done, I'm the first one trying to turn something in because I'm the first one that's going to get critiqued. I'm going to be the first one to be able to come back with the updated, you know, version of whatever he gave me. So that was my mindset I adopted, and which is the reason why I was able to hit 10K in such a fast time, which later Todd comes and tells me, he said, man, you're on route to have your first 100K month within a few months, just based off, you know, your aggressiveness. So, guys, the mentality you really want to adopt is seeing it as a finished product, right? Like, the course, I believe, is like 7 to 8 weeks, right? So what you guys need to do is you need to mark down the calendar the last day of the course. You need to mark down. You need to see. You need to already have a mapped out version of what you're going to be doing, how much money you're going to be making, right? Because when you do that, it's going to drive you to go crazy. It's going to drive you to go all into your coaching, and you're going to take it so seriously, right? And that's exactly what I do to my students right now. The students I'm with, it's all mindset. I'm telling them, hey, look, I need you to put out a blueprint of what you're going to be getting, right? I want you to map out everything because I want you to be all in, committed mentally and physically, and that's what you got to do, guys. You have to do that because I'm telling you right now, it will be impossible for you to quit on your dreams, right, on this course when you've already written down that you're going to be making 10K by the end of this course. So that's what I suggest. That's what I did. And that, I mean, that was just some free value for you guys.
Appreciate you for coming out and sharing that. Because, I mean, I could say that all day, but it means a whole lot more for somebody that's already gone through the course before. As these people plugging in, it'll give them more juice to continue to follow through and understand that it's not, like, I'm never going to give anybody some, you know, some garbage training. I generally want people to succeed. I don't care, you know, I don't care whatever it is that you're promoting. If you got into this program and you're, you know, you want to get more people into your side business or whatever it is, and last month you're only getting one person, one client, and this process helps you get 20 clients, I'm completely happy with that. But, you know, there are some other levels that I want to take you. And for those of you that obviously want to grow a business from scratch, or people that have a skill or something like that want to make more income, and then I can show you some scale up from there. So we're going to be hanging out a lot together, folks, on this line. But there's one more person I want to bring out real quick before I dig into the mindset, and then we'll close out the call after the mindset. Let's see if he's on. Leonidas, are you on? If you go ahead and press *6. He may not have been able to hop on. That's cool.
Yo. Hey, bro, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Top. Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Glad you came on here with such short notice. That's why people on this line were waiting for me to dial or to text you guys and see if you guys would be able to come on.
Right.
But, yeah, man, mainly I just wanted to share, want you to share, you know, real briefly your story on how you got to your first 10K month, just with the stuff I've been showing you, how to frame and stuff, and how do you do your webinar process, and how to market, how to get leads and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak on the call today, bro. Even if it's last minute, man, I'm that coachable, bro. I'll hop on. You know what I mean? I'm gonna jump on the call because that's what it takes to be successful. That's what I'm going to do. I'm all about getting to the next level. And, I mean, for me, it was a journey, I'll tell you guys, man. It was a journey to be able to get to a level where I don't have to worry about making money anymore, right? It's not so much the amount of money. It's just the fact that I can go about my day, you know, and not have to worry if there's money in the bank or not, or not have to worry and say, hey, I can just wake up one morning and say, or one afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning and say, man, I want to make, you know, $3,000 real quick, sit down for about an hour, do some research, put in some, you know, apply what I learned from Todd, and straight up, boom, there's a result, right? There's a major result. So the thing is, for me, what drove me in the beginning was I actually met Todd a couple of years ago just on a capture page. He's holding a check for like $25,000, and it just resonated with me. I said, man, I want to be able to be doing stuff like that, right? So if I wanted to do that, I had to get around, you know, the guy that was doing that, right? So I started listening to these really crazy instructions that I'd hear about attending events, right? So I sacrificed that, went to my first event, and I actually saw Todd, and because he's such a tall brother and he's so humble, right, he's so kind of introvert to himself, I was actually afraid to approach him because this is a guy I knew, and he's making, you know, six figures on the internet, seven figures at the time, and I mean, it's just crazy for me to, you know, little old me to just go up and just say, hey, I'm, you know, Leonidas, you know, boom. I would have nothing to say to the guy because I couldn't relate at the time, and then my situation has got so bad to where I was actually homeless, right, with my family living in an abandoned building with no running water and electricity, and it just drove me to start to really pay attention to what Todd was really doing, because while I was going through this, I'm seeing Todd make, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $60,000 in a single month, and I'm like, holy smokes, like, is that really real? And he's traveling, you know, I'm seeing the lifestyle, I'm seeing everything that's going on, I'm seeing, you know, I'm investing in coaching what I could, you know what I mean? I would have to make huge, huge sacrifices, you know what I'm saying? Because I saw where he was, and that's where I wanted to be, not so much for the money, but mainly because I wanted to have the lifestyle, I wanted to have a peace of mind, because I had actually made money in the past before off the internet, like over 10 years ago, and I lost it all, right? I actually got into some stuff, and it didn't work out. I invested in some things. Everything didn't work out the way I planned it to. I lost it all. And it was, I didn't want to rebuild my empire that way. I wanted to actually find a better, faster, easier way to do it. And I always heard about people making money from a cell phone and a laptop. And I, you know, running into Todd at the time was, I was fairly new to being on the internet. And I said, man, I'll do whatever it takes. I'm not going to, you know, go and sign for somebody else. I'm going to go and do whatever it takes for me to learn everything I need to learn to be able to get to that point where I don't have to worry about money. You know, $10,000 a month, $12,000 a month, that's just like an access, that's a byproduct of paying the price of not having to worry about money, because we all need money to survive. A lot of people are nervous about talking about money, and money is like next to oxygen. It's one of the most important things that we have to be educated about, how to actually generate it, right? How you can actually take nothing, make it something, believing in that thing before it's something, and then making it nothing again, which is, you know, money, but it's giving you an experience, because you really don't want the money. You want the lifestyle. You want the experience. You want to know that your business can grow when you're sleeping. You want to know that you can be what you can get woken up in the morning by your phone going off, and it's not your alarm. It's a notification that you just made $1,000 or you just made $2,000. That's the kind of stuff that you want to wake up to. You know, I actually saw somebody one time posted on the internet, I think on Facebook somewhere, they said, if you go to sleep, if you wake up broke, you have no right going to sleep. And I believe in that philosophy, right? I don't sleep much. I'm always up studying. I'm always up masterminding, learning, writing down my ideas. I think that's probably one of the biggest things. It's probably the biggest nugget I could probably give to you guys is being a part of a mastermind is one of the most powerful things. I actually learned that from a billionaire. I met my first billionaire a few years ago. And one of the big things that he actually told me that he did was he read the book Think and Grow Rich over 100 times, right? This is a guy, he built Fruit of the Loom to a $1 billion brand. He owned with Chasey Boots. He's neighbors to Oprah Winfrey. And this is the advice that he's given to me when I ask him that question, like, what is the biggest thing you ever learned? He said, just read the book Think and Grow Rich. I read it over 100 times. That's one of the biggest things that attributed to his success. And I asked the question on Facebook yesterday, you know, how much time do people really invest in thinking, right? Invest in actually mapping out your thoughts, invest in actually laying out a blueprint, because a lot of times we have great ideas in our head, but we got to lay it out because we have so many thoughts that come in and out of our heads every single day. We got to share that with somebody that's on the same or higher vibrations than we are so that they can analyze it, because maybe they've had experience. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they might have been thinking along the same line that you are, and you want to see if what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're perceiving to believe is if it makes sense. If that kind of makes sense for you, right? It's kind of, it might seem kind of spaced out for me. It was for me at first when I first started learning about this kind of stuff. but it was something that I'd never learned before. Actually got into the warrior circle and really got into understanding the power behind this kind of stuff and the power behind a mastermind. I think that's one of the another important nugget is being involved with the mastermind, laying your thoughts out, writing your stuff out, right? Literally, I have notebooks upon notebooks of thoughts and ideas and strategies, and whenever, you know, we're on mastermind calls with Todd, I'm always taking notes, even 2 in the morning, even 2 in the afternoon, I'm taking notes, because what I've learned is when somebody's making way more money than you and they have great ideas, you want to capture those ideas, because you never know when you might be able to draw back to a spark, right, a spark of an idea that can turn into $100 million. We don't know, okay, but all we can do is just lay it out, right, and actually look at it, map at it, analyze it. And when I was in the military, that's one thing that we always did. We always did training. We always did planning. We always mapped out every possible scenario, because you had to be aware of each and every avenue that you were going to take, but you can't do it all by yourself. It's impossible. You'd go crazy, right? You have to actually get around like-minded thinkers, be influenced by them. And I'm telling you, don't necessarily worry about the money. You have to know about the numbers. But once you know your numbers, your equation, right, your formula for success, it's going to be kind of different for everybody because of who you are, of your marketing strategy, of your target market, of your niche, of your brand, your company. It's going to be a little different. But once you know your numbers, you can literally just not worry about the money. Just, okay, I need to make $10,000 next week. Okay, I need to put this in advertising. I need to put this in marketing. I need to get this division set. You just know where the money needs to go, and you can just go on the beach and chill out. You can go and mastermind. You can go and actually put yourself in that space to be in the creative mode, right? And that's where you really want to be, because that's when you can actually literally come up with the next level idea, the next type of idea that can actually change not just your business, but maybe, you know, mankind. Who knows? I mean, that's kind of far out there thinking, but that should be your goal with your business, is to build a big brand where, you know, the average everyday person would want to use or be a part of and dominate that niche. And that's pretty big. And again, you know, by being passionate and by being really into the training and taking advantage of what you're getting, you're going to see that the money, the result of what you think is what you're chasing, is just a byproduct of what's going to really make you really satisfied. You know what I'm saying? And that's learning how to actually create something, learning how to actually develop something. I don't know what that something is for you, because I don't know what your imagination can create. I know what mine can create, right? And when I was in my lowest point, one of the things that I took up was every time Todd told me something and I took action on it, literally within 24 hours at least, I would generate some income. Whether it's $50 or $1,000 or $3,000 or $10,000, I would have a result. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I stayed as close working with him as possible, because I see what he's capable of doing. I know what he's done, and I know how powerful it is to be in association with somebody on that level, right? So it's been monumental for me, for my family. I'm a stay-at-home dad now, unemployable. We have a beautiful two and a half month old baby we just had, and a 3.5-year-old right now, and I'm excited about it, simply because, again, I don't have to worry about money. I can just go create it and not have to really worry about it. It's no big deal, right? And that's because of what I've learned. That's because of knowing my numbers. So, bro, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, man, and just giving some value on this call, bro.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you coming out and sharing that with people, because I know, like I said, again, it's important for people to hear it, not just for me saying that people have done these things, but, you know, just to let them know that anything is possible, especially if they follow through. And, you know, I appreciate you coming on again. Awesome. So, what I wanted to go ahead. Who was that? All right. So, what I wanted to share with you guys real quickly is that, you know, by sharing that stuff with you guys, it allows you to understand that, you know, what you're doing right now, you know, anything is possible. But the main thing about this is having the right mindset going in and out of every day that you have. Okay, and you gotta constantly be in the right mindset. I mean, you gotta be thinking about positive things. There will be negative things that happen in your life, and that will affect your mood. But don't let it take over your entire day. So one of the things that I did, and I used to do, and I still do to this day, is I like to read before I go to, you know, and do my work for the day, and then before I go to bed, I actually read something. Okay, It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's positive. Sometimes I might sit down and listen to a YouTube video, you know, inspirational YouTube video. It could be about Les Brown. It could be, like Joseph said, you know, what's his name? Yeah, the other guy. I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, you could be that guy. You can listen to him, but just try to do it twice a day. Because the mindset that you should have is you got to already see and you got to believe that you're already where you want to be with your business. And that can be whatever business that it is and any type of clientele that you're trying to get. You have to envision those numbers that in your head directly. You know, I'm going to get 20 clients this month. This is the activity that I'm going to take to get 20 clients this month. And when I get these 20 clients, here's the action plan behind this after I get 20 students in. This is the outcome that my students are going to make. This is how many, this is how much I'm going to spend to make it happen. This is how much income I'm going to bring in over X amount of days. You know, you have to envision those things and those goals, and the who and the what and all that why and all that kind of stuff will come in factor. It will come in. Don't worry about those things because it will happen through your actions. Because if you are consistently focused on taking the right action steps, and you're not distracted by every little thing, every little shiny thing that pops up out of the woodworks. It could be even, you know, a brand new program over here coming up, and now you're focused on that, right? So it's going to help you to focus, laser focus on your goals and your ideas and stuff like that in order to get those things quicker. The second that you start focusing on something else, all of your focus and your power goes into that thing. So if something negative happens for you during the day or at work or whatever, and you're focusing on that and you're upset and you're frustrated about it, only more frustration and more anger and more things like that can manifest because you keep on thinking about them. So by focusing your goals and your focus on something positive, maybe listen to these audios or, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to have several different audios as the weeks and months go on that you can listen to help uplift your spirit, uplift your positivity, and to help put you into the right mindset to go and do your work and stuff like that. So that's what the main thing that I can give to you. It's not really about, you know, this X strategy or that X strategy, because you're going to be learning those in the classes and the webinars that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks. If you get stumped on something, if you have a problem with something, just go ahead and post those things inside the group. Like if something's not working or you can't figure out a strategy, post it in the group because there's other people that may be going through the same process, and then we can find a solution for it, and we can have a FAQ session where everybody else can go through there and find, you know, an answer to their problem that they may have. So it kind of helps everybody out in the community. It also helps me out as well. And, you know, that's the main thing that I wanted to bring you guys on to today is to really focus on what it is that you want. You may not have the resources available right now to get them, but you cannot think like that. You can't think that, well, if I had this or if I had that. You got to think about what can I do, what type of activity, how much activity do I need to make this happen. It's going to happen. It's already there. I've envisioned it. If you have a car that you want to buy, go ahead and go to that dealership or go wherever it is and go test drive it and feel as if it is already yours. Because in those feelings and in those moments, when you're focusing on that feeling that you had when you're driving that car that you're going to be buying in the future, it's going to help you to manifest that in the future. Okay, it's the same exact thing. Whatever you ask for, you shall receive, but you got to put in the work to get it, you know? And no matter how ridiculous or how impossible it may seem, those actions and that and you pushing is going to help you to get there because it has no other choice but to if you focus all your energy on it. So that in hindsight, that's what we're going to be sharing with you. Next week, the call is going to be a little bit different. As we get on these calls, they're going to be the way that we structure them is like we'll have full-on conversations, and I'll think about ideas and concepts, and I'll kind of give you guys the understanding of why I came up with the concept or the idea that I had about maybe a funnel or a way of generating income or how to get more traffic for free or something like that. I'll come up with a concept and I'll show you, I'll bounce the idea off you guys and you get an understanding of how I think. That way you can adapt that way of thinking. And as we go through the classes, it will all come together. Right now it may be foggy, may not understand different parts, but as you continue to stay in the group, in the classes, it'll all come together for you to have the success. One of the main things that I've seen from other coaching programs and other communities is that, people don't stay around long enough for people to get and understand how things work. And in this program, you're going to be able to stay around long enough so you understand it. So if you don't understand it the first go around, you're more than welcome to take on the class again and again until you get it, because what we're teaching is the thing that works and what you should be moving towards to make things happen. Not only that, but there will be other strategies that we'll be teaching too to help you scale up your businesses and have a lot of fun. I know that we're going to have a retreat in a few months from now, and I think that you guys will like the retreat and the event that we're going to have in a few months. So we'll finally get to meet in person and shake hands, have some laughs, learn some more cool stuff, and we'll continue to move on. So I'm not going anywhere. I hope you guys enjoyed this call. And share with me in the group the biggest pull away that you got out of this call today, okay? I know that there's a million things you could be doing on this Friday. You could be going out with your friends, you could be getting drinks and, doing all kinds of stuff. But one of the things that I would like for you to do before the weekend kicks up is just go ahead and make that post in the group and, let me know the biggest pull away that you had off of this call. And, just post that inside the Facebook group. Okay. Now I want to open up the lines. If you have any questions, you can just press *6 on your phone, and I can actually answer those questions. But I think this is going to go off the books.